We're in the middle of Siman Tzadi. We're discussing the importance of going to Daven Ba'asara, to Daven with a minion. So we ended off, we briefly did Sif Tezayin yesterday, which we had done more at length last week. Okay, we're up to Siman Tzadi, Sif Yud Zayin. Yesh mi she'omer, shemi kol shekein shelo yashkim odom leilich mi'ir shemispalim ba'asara. Okay, well, put the comma over there. So, working along the lines that a person who's on the road has to travel an additional 4 mil in the direction in which he was planning on going anyway in order to find a minyan, or he has to go backwards a mil, and someone who's at home also has to go a mil to minyan. A mil is the time it takes to walk 18 minutes, which we said by car we would go with an 18-minute drive. So then for sure, a person should not leave, is in a city where there is a minyan, and not just leave without davening with that minyan. Provided that, now what the heterim to leave the city and not daven with the minyan, as long as it's his pushing off his trip in order to daven with the minyan here is not going to make him travel at night, which is dangerous. Also, traveling alone can be dangerous. So those two security concerns would override the minion factor. Okay, that's Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Ches is built off of a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches and Aleph. Amar Abaye. Abaye says he used to learn at home. And he would daven in shul. And then he heard something that Ula said. Ula said, "Miyom shechara beis hamikdash ein lo lakadosh baruch hu dalar amos shel halacha bilvad." From the time of the churban beis hamikdash, Hashem only has dalar amos of halacha, and that represents the limud haTorah in the beis hamikdash. So says Abaye, after I heard that word from Ula, though, I would make sure to daven in the same place that I learned. Then the Gemara goes on to bring that Ravami and Ravasi lived in Tveria. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, they would not daven in any one of those 13 shuls, but they would daven in the same mokom, the same spot where they would be learning, Beine Amudi, between the pillars, where they would learn. So the Machlokas Rishonim had to understand this idea of davening in a beis medrash, davening in a place where one learns. So Rabbeinu Yonah brings down a Machlokas between Rabbeinu Tzarfat and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tzarfat say that the maila of davening in the same place where a person learns is even if there's no minyan there. That means to daven in the same place where you learn, that supersedes the davening with a minyan. Whereas the Rambam says, no, it was talking about davening with a minyan. They had 10 people where they would learn. So Rabbeinu Yonah asks, I think it's Rabbeinu Yonah, so in the Beis Yosef, so then what's the Chiddush? Obviously, if they're learning over here, so they have the Maila of learning and the Maila of the minyan. So what's the Chiddush? Yeah, so this is all brought down to Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the Maila is, even though the place where they would learn would be a small minyan, and you might think that they should go to the shul, to the big minyan, for Barovam Hajis Melech, so the Chiddush is no, that davening in the place where you learn, that takes precedence over Barovam Hajis Melech, but it does not take precedence over the minyan itself. Then Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to say that even according to the Rambam, a person who's mamish, Toraso umnaso. The person is mamish kulo Torah. So, even according to the Rambam, who says he has, that a regular person is davening with a minyan, such a person is potter from minyan. So, do what the Gemara in Shabbat says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverav would not daven at all because they were kulo Toraso umnaso. That daga we don't have at all in our door. But a mini Tarasa Umnaso we do have that would override going to a minyan. But Rabbi Yashiv did not rely on that, and therefore it's not relevant to any of us as well. Okay. Simit Tzadi Sif Yudches. Beis HaMedrish Kavua Kodesh Yosem Beis HaKnesses. A Beis Medrish where people are learning has more Kedusha than a shul where they just daven but do not learn. Umitzvah balabo yos beis hakinesis, and therefore there's a mitzvah to daven in the beis medrash more than to daven in a shul. However, says the Machaber, who is she ba'asara? Like the Rambam, you have to make sure it's meaning not like Rabbeinu Tzarfat in the Rabbeinu Yonah that overrides the minyan. Does not override the minyan. Need a minyan. Hagah, note, says the Rambam. The Yeshar and Dafida below Asara, all the Vespel Beis Hamedrash Hakavuolo. So then it sounds like the Ramah is going like the Rabbeinu Tzarfat, that you don't need a minyan. It sounds like he's going with that mahalach. The filu below asara adi v'spal beis hamedrash hakavualo. But then he clarifies, and with the clarification, he basically goes back to the original shitas Rambam. Then he says, v'dav k'misha t'rosum noso beinim isbata b'lav hachi. So it's sort of like a curveball. It sounds like he's going with Rabbeinu Tzarfat, but with the Vidavka clarifying that this is only someone that's kol kulo Torah and does nothing else but learn Torah. So then he basically left Rabbeinu Tzarfat and went back to the Rambam, because even the Rambam agrees that even though you need a minyan, but someone who's Torah umnatso does not need a minyan. So lemaisa, you need to dive in with a minyan. A person who's on a super high level of asmada, which I think it's fair to say does not exist bismanenu. So in theory he would be potter for a minyan, and in super theory he'd be potter from davening altogether, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave. So here the Ramah says, even though Meikra Din, the one who's Torah so umnaso, is potter from minyan, he shouldn't do this. Because if the Talmidei Chachamim are not going to daven to the minyan, so the Amoratzim are going to say, hey, if he doesn't go to a minyan, then I don't have to go to a minyan either. The Koshkin Shalayasik Batarbeis HaKnesses, here, earlier in Simon Tzadi, the Ramah again says this in a number of places. Shalayasik Batarbeis HaKnesses, Ban Shatzibar Omim Sichos Utechinos. That a Talmud Chacham in the middle of davening should not, even if they're saying some piyutim, whatever, he shouldn't start learning, because then the Amoratim are going to learn from him. And they're not going to be learning, they're going to be playing on their phones. Mishabura, in the middle of Sifkata and Hey, points out, based on Medusha Kavua, the Rabbim, the Lima, the Torah, Mevadai, Kdushoso, Chamura, Yosem, and Beis HaKnesses. So a base Medush takes priority over Beis HaKnesses. Umutu, the small Batsar, Yos, Beis HaKnesses, Yishmo, Rav Am. So if you have Rav Am in a shul, and you have a few people, Minyan Mitzumtum, in a base Medush, it's better to daven in the base Medush. In the Deir Shu, they point out in footnote 61, even if he can go to a big base medrash, his mashma from the Chayyadim, if he personally learns in a little base medrash, he should go to the little base medrash. Now, what do we call a base medrash? There's a shir in shul every day for an hour. Does that turn a base HaKnesses into a base medrash? So Deir Shu brings down, actually from Rabbeinu Yonah, from the Achron and the Poskim, it's built up for Rabbeinu Yonah. No, a base medrash has to be a place where there is learning, fears of learning the whole day. And when a person goes to daven in the place and where he learns, so there's a milah for him to be davening in the same makom that he actually learns in. Okay, then the issue points out footnote 65, he brings up from Rav Moshe Feinstein, like we said, that the real dargah of Torah Sum Nosu, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that would really pat you from tefillah altogether. So we don't have it to that extent at all, but we have it, the mini version, which in theory would pat to someone from davening with a minyan. Alocha v'lo l'maisa. Okay. That is Sif Yud Ches. Okay, Sif Yud Tes. Okay, famous din, being the have a makom kavua. So this sort of follows from what we just said. Brachas Avav Amar Rav Huna Kala Kovei Makom LeTvila. So one who's kovei makom for his tvila, Elokei Abraham BeEzro. The God of Abraham is going to help him. And then the Gemara says, after 120, they announced that he was an Anav, he was a Chassid, and he's considered one of the Talmidim of Avram Avinu. How do we know that Avram Avinu himself was Kovei HaMakom L'Tfilah? So the Pasuk says, Vayashkim Avram Baboka El HaMakom Asher Omad Sham, the place where he used to go every morning to daven. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Tes. Sif Yud Tes, Yigba Makom L'Tfilah. So, Shelo Yishaneu Imlo L'Tzarach, he should have a set place to sit, and he should not switch seats unless there's a good reason to. Not enough to just say, I daven in shul number X. Shul X, elegamba is a knesset shekavua, but zosh yelo makom kavua. But within the shul, he should also have a makom kavua. Mishpat Sifgatin Nun Tes brings down the Gemara by Avram, Shekem Matin, by Avram Avinu, Shekava Makom Litzviloso, Kidichsiv. Okay, what's a Makom Kavua? Mishpat Sifgatin Samech, Vitoch Arba Amos Choshev Makom Echad. Doesn't have to be the exact same seat, but as long as he is Toch Dalet Amos, that counts as the same Makom. And therefore, if someone, you come to Shul, someone is sitting in your seat, this is a chas v'shalom, not to make a person feel uncomfortable. If you can, it really depends on everyone's different, but as long as you're within Dalet Amos, you have your inyan of makom kavua. And sometimes it can be done that you can point into a seat that's empty, and sometimes it shouldn't be done, and the person has to be smart enough to figure that out.
The next seat over, right?
Yeah, next seat over, right, for sure. Okay, now there's really three inyanim here in the makom kavua. One is, like we said, learned out from Avram Avinu. Then in Simin Tzadiches, they bring down the concept that it's dumyu de karbanos. The karbanos were obviously always done, and I don't know if that's obvious, but I don't know exactly what part of the korban the mizbeach is the mizbeach, but where the shechita was, whatever it is, but the karbanos were sacrificed in a makom kavua, and tefillah is dumyu de karbanos, and therefore you should be in a makom kavua. And then the diyuk in the lashon of Rishon LeZalman basically is that a makom kavua is helpful for kavana. So it's in the same place, so that will help a person's head to be organized. The issue that has a diyun is a justice shmon esrei for other things. That's a shtickle diyun. And they say also when it comes to learning, a person should have a makom kavua for learning. We already spoke about the mile of davening in the makom where a person learns. And then in the issue they say, I always feel like this halacha is like not relevant, because everyone's always davening, you know, if it's my neinu, you have tons of shuls, and you're davening in this shul, you're davening in that shul, Sunday here, Monday there, Tuesday there, Wednesday there. So they bring that from Shlomo Zalman. I mean, Rav Zalman, his footnote, was not thrilled with it. Obviously, the best thing is a person can always daven in the same exact place. But Rav Zalman himself did not do that. He might daven mincha every day in the same place. But Shachar, he davened somewhere else for sure. I don't know where he davened Marav. But they say, so whenever you're in the shul, this is your makom. Not that you have to always be here. Like, you know, during the week I daven in the shul, and the Shabbos I daven in that shul. But it's, so I always felt like it's not serious. But that's wrong. It is serious. He says it's still a mila. It's not the highest madrega. Here in the footnote, they bring time from Halicha Shlomo. Even if each tefillah daven somewhere else, Shabbos, you're on the Shabbos week.
As long as you're not sure, you're kovei hamakom. That's
right.
You're taking your tefillah seriously.
Right. We kovei hamakom for each tefillah. Right. Rosh Hashanah wants to say it's even docha psukei de zimra. The minyan we usually dive in, you came late, so you can go to a different minyan, but then you're not in your makom kavua. Better be in your makom kavua and skip psukei de zimra to dive into tzibur. That's what we talk. Otherwise, just going somewhere else is the shter, the kavana. It'll ruin your kavana.
So heter also to go in front of somebody you're davening from Israel to again do your makom kavua?
I don't know. I don't know. Another thing here that we missed, a lot of excitement in the issue. For example, if a person's learning in shul, and they're davening. So he says they don't have to stop for Amen. They don't even have to stop for Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Some disagree with that. He says, but those things that it's going to be very recognizable because everyone's standing, like Kedusha, Baruchu, and Modim, he says, then he should stop his learning to answer those things, but not for Kaddish. Then he says, Birchas Kohanim also should stop. Yeah, so he brings that Halicha Shlomo. No, Kedusha, yes. Kaddish, no.
Oh, because
Kaddish
you stand.
Yeah, I mean, Kaddish you also stand, but not everyone stands. Okay, that's Sif Yud Tes. Sif Chaf. Okay, so Sif Chaf, Gemara Brachas, Daf Ches, Amar of Chizda, Le'ola Mikonis Adam Shnei Psachim. And the Gemara clarifies, Shi'ur Shnei Psachim, the Beisek Knesset, Achar Kach Yispal. Go in two doors worth, and then daven. Well, what does that mean? So, there's three sheetahs brought down, and actually, four sheetahs brought down. Three of them brought down Shulchan Aruch. First is Rashi. Don't sit next to the door. Sitting next to the door shows that you really don't want to be here and you're waiting to get out. That's not appropriate. The Torah brings down from the Maharami Rutenberg that if you sit near the door, you're going to be busy looking outside the door. What's going on outside? So it's going to ruin your kavana. And each one has, you know, there's nafka minas between each one, obviously. Then there's the Yesh Mefarshim from the Rush that it's not telling you where to sit. And that's not telling you where to sit in shul, it's telling you when to daven.
Oh.
Right. Don't run into shul into Shmon Esrei, you should wait in shul to compose yourself the time it takes to walk these Shnei Psachim. Let's see, Shulchan Aruch. Sivchav. Yikone Shir Shnei Psachim v'achayach Yispel. You should go in the Shir Shnei Psachim, and then he should daven. What does that mean? Yesh Mefarshim Shir Shnei Psachim, Daniel Shmona Tvachim, Eight Tvachim, Yikone Tzifnim. So yeah, she gets up as a don't sit next to the door. Why? She near come out soon. She does sicknesses. Looks like you don't want to be here. The fiza imeshel makom yuchre. It's a pesach. And because that's your makom kavua. There's a seat there. That's where you sit. So that's fine. Doesn't look like you're itching to get out. That's where they put you. The yeshim refreshim shatam yeshim mabit lachutz and yochal lachavein. The fiza imena pasuach l'shusar rabim. And because klum, if the door is not open to the shusar rabim, let's say you're sitting in this door is open to the whatever, as it's nashim, whatever it's called. So then it's not a problem. Also the other way, they're sitting next to a window. Sounds like, yeah. Meaning we already learned that there's supposed to be windows in the shul. You're supposed to look out the window, not at what's going on, but more windows that are, you know, above, I guess, the street level to look towards Shemayim to enhance one's kavana. What does it mean? Shlo yemaher lispala miyak kishenichnas. Don't daven right away when you come in. But rather, you should wait to compose yourself. If you run into shul to daven, it's just not your head is just not there. And the Machaber concludes: v'nocho locho shechol perushim. A person should follow all three perushim. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says that the Torah brings down Yerushalmi with a little bit of a different girsa. Says he connects Adam lifnei mishnei delosos. Go in two doors. Brings down a pasuk from Mishlei, which our Gemara actually also brings down before this Gemara brings down this pasuk. Ashi Adam shomeli lishkar al dalos asai yom yom lishma mizurot psachai. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says because it's an inyan to walk in through two doors, that's why your shul is supposed to have a lobby. And that's what the Mishnah brings down over here. Sivkat and samach al shir shnei psachim. I'm a bach shekasev. He's supposed to have two sets of doors. Or whatever, two doors. The tzarech lasos, but not the two doors like in the Wild West. Tzarech lasos azar lifnei beis haknesset dugma sa'ulam shayar lifnei haheichal. Like the beis hamikdash was set up. So there, a lobby is not just a place to hang your coat in shul, but it's a place, it's dumi de beis hamikdash. It's be mekayim this din of having two doors, one door to get into the building, and then one door to go into the main sanctuary. To daven. That's the problem with the caravan.
Well, we have this one.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
That's the minigun, kamakum, that you have a lobby. Okay, that's Simin Chaf. Okay, Simin Chaf Aleph is another one of these Gemaras and Halachas that you learn, and it just doesn't, it's hard to put it all together. Okay, Chaf Aleph. Okay, this is built off of a Gemara, also. Actually, a Pasuk. that when Chizkiyahu was told that he was going to die because he did not marry, oh, the whole story over there, whole discussion with Yeshayahu and Navi and Chizkiyahu and Melech. So Pasuk says, "Vayatzel Chizkiyahu panav el akir bayispalel," and Chizkiyahu was very sick. He put his face to the wall to daven, and he was healed. So we learn from there that you're supposed to daven in front of a wall. So until you have to give a shiur to people, you know. Like you sort of, I don't know, you don't always think, like, what does that mean? Everyone can't dive in front of a wall. Like, what kind of shul are you building? Like very skinny, long shul so everyone can dive in, everyone can be in the Mizrach? What does that mean? So, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Simen Tzadi Sif Chaf Aleph. Tzara Shalei Dabar Chotetz Beino Bein Akir. There should be nothing separating between you and the wall. However, Dabar Kavua Kua Aron V'teva Einav Chotetzin. Something that is Kavua is not called a Chatzitza. V'lo chashiv mechitza. I don't know why that word's not chatzitza. My understanding, it means chatzitza. Rag b'davar gadol shigavu aser v'rachbo arba'a. Aval davar katan lo chashiv hefsek. A little thing doesn't count. It's only big things that count. Then the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Samachasi brings down that there are those that argue. It's all like big things count. Little things do count. They don't count. I was supposed to go in front of the wall. So, you know, basically what comes out is everything, nothing counts. The little things don't count, the kavua things don't count, the big things don't count, nothing counts. So everything, everyone's considered in front of the wall. I don't know, it's just hard to, so basically like this, it has to, if something's kavua there, so,
it's okay.
Hold on one second. Okay, now why is it, what's the mind down in front of the wall? Don't be distracted by, I don't know, other things. So, I don't know. Okay. Now, this is very important. Sif katan samich vav, ayin betaz, the call davar shoot sarcha tfila, feel godl harbin, inu chash befsik. Kagon al shulchan, shababayi, shemenichan al basidr, the chenog of basic knesh, ishvan of kalachat, shulchan katan that you call a stender, even if it's a big stender. So something that's to help you daven, either to hold on to, or to put your sitter on, a table, a stender, or sometimes a chair is helpful. So those things don't count. They're okay. You're allowed to have them there. It's not considered a separation between you and the wall. Then, Sivkot and Samaches, Lo Choshiv Hefsik, little things don't count as a Hefsik. Hapichad HaShcholek. V'chem B'sefer Mayim Mordechai. Kosar Adimidivei, Shuvas HaRambam, Shuvas Yosef, Lo Mashmachi. Little things are considered a Hefsik. Mikomokom Saf Salim, Shuvas HaKnesses, Lo Kuleyama, Lo Choshiv Hefsik. Why the Kvuim name? What's Kvuim? Bring them from Chaim Kanievsky. Kvu means that's where, not that it's nailed into the ground, that's where it belongs. Right. This is where the chair, the tables and the chairs. So they're kavua. So everything in the shul between me and the wall are a bunch of tables and chairs. So the tables and chairs are all batel. They're kavua. They're not considered separation between me and the wall. I'm considered davening in front of the wall. What about the human beings? Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'chein balei chayim inim chotzitzin. Sounds like animals are not a chatzitza. We'll get there in a minute. Afil adam inim chotzitz. Hagah, note, says Ramav. Linear, the balei chayim chotzitzin. Animals are considered a chatzitza. V'adam inim chotzitz. V'chein inim chotzitz. V'poskin v'eshet denofo tos v'asfarim. That humans are not a chatzitza, but animals are. Now, what's the animal doing in shul? Not so clear. So, Rav Moshe finds a tshuva about what kind of animal would you expect to see in shul, perhaps? The only animal that belongs in shul, maybe?
Watching eye dog.
Very good. Seeing eye dog for a blind person. So, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a seeing eye dog. So, he brings I was expecting him to bring this Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like you can have the animal in shul. He doesn't bring it. Maybe it's on shul. In a chenami. He doesn't bring it. He brings it in Rishalmi. I didn't go through the whole thing. But Lemaisa, Rav Moshe says that it's mutter to have a seeing eye dog in shul. So, that would fit into this Gemara. The seeing eye dog might be considered a hefsek between you and the wall. The human being is not, but then in Siv Chav Beis, he says, Yesh Misha Omer, Sheesh Lizar, Mispal, Acharei Shum Adam, don't daven behind any people. The 12 Lachos Advarav. It's better not to daven behind people. So again, well, what kind of shul? We need a long, skinny shul, and you have a bunch of them one after the other, and everyone's davening in front of the wall. So Pisli Shuvis, I didn't get a chance to look up the Aruch HaShulchan, but he brings down this, that it could be it's only talking about people who are not davening. Meaning people who are davening with you, that's okay. Just someone who's sitting and not davening, so it looks like you're bowing down to him, and that's already, but that doesn't sound like a problem of a hefsek between you and the wall. That sounds like a separate problem. It looks like you're bowing down to the guy who's sitting in front of you. You're davening shorna, so you keep bowing, and the guy is sitting in front of you. So I didn't have a chance to look up the Aruch HaShulchan inside. The Mishnah brings down Sifkata and Samichtes, this is the last half. If you can do it, it's a better thing to do. There are, I mean, you see many people that, you know, makbid to, not many, but there's some people makbid to daven in front of the wall. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not necessarily going to be your makam kavua, but maybe that's why they put the chashuvim in the mizrach. So they can always daven by the wall. So basically it comes out, the people are not a hefsek, the chairs are not a hefsek, and the tables are not a hefsek. So we're all down in front of the wall. Oh, we're davening behind people, so that's, if it's possible, if you have to choose your seat, you're supposed to choose davening right in front of the wall. I don't know, that could not, I don't know, I find that could be dizzying, but... Yesh kaze inyan.